you very much for sharing.
All right, we're here with George Prada, Georgia. Dude, what a day for you. What a season overall. Recently crowned MX2 champ, and then to come here and win the MX2 class, the Nations, man, you got to be ecstatic.
Yeah, it was a great season. Coming here, the new world champion, gave me a lot of motivation for sure, and it was cool, you know, winning the MX2 class and, you know, racing with guys I never used to race, like the Americans, you know, like Ferrandis, who is French, but he's racing here in America, so it was quite cool, you know. Especially fighting with the top MX1 guys in that first mode, I was laying for 20 minutes. Then, you know, the bullet came, and then Paulin, and then I stayed with Paulin whole mode. It was quite cool. It's also good for me. I had 1 week of no training at all, and no, I had to pick it up a little today, but it was a cool weekend.
Yesterday was a little bit, I guess, maybe of a rougher day for you. How were you able to turn it around today and, you know, come out on top in your class?
Well, like I said, after Imola, I flew back to Spain, and I had some stuff to do, TV shows, interviews, and I couldn't train for 1 week, not even physical training, so yesterday it was just a warm up for me and try to, you know, feel good on the bike. And today I start pushing a little bit more, and it, you know, finally it worked out good.
How much did the track change from yesterday to today? Was it pretty similar?
I think it was pretty similar.
Obviously, you made the MX2 bike work very well on this track. Did you see it? Was there any, you know, places where maybe that was a disadvantage? Paulin and some of those guys were doing
sure.
The leap. But
for sure, the MX2 bike in these kind of conditions is so much slower than the 450s. For example, the big Rockers leap, you know, with 250 is just impossible. And that's at least like 2 seconds, you know. So it was quite tough going behind a guy with a 450 who was jumping on every lap. And then I'm coming there again, and then I need to push all the whole track to catch him. But it was cool. I did my best with the 250 bike between the 450, so happy.
What's your thoughts on Red Bud and the crowd here? Was it similar, I guess, to some of the European rounds? Was it crazy?
The crowd was, you know, there was a lot of crowd. It was full. So that was really cool. Shame with the weather, because otherwise it would have been way better, everything, and more clean.
Yeah.
So the track, personally, I think it was a cool track. The dirt is pretty cool. Just with the rain, you know, and it was quite muddy in places, so really we only had 2 lines, so it was, you know, if you get out of the lines you got stuck in the mud. So cool design of the track, I liked it. I think they changed a bit from nationals. I think it was better for nationals, a bit more speed. For the GP they made it also a bit shorter, but it was cool.
Well, we'd love to have you back here to race this track again in dry conditions. You know, we'd love for you to come over here to the U.S. here in the near future. Obviously, 17 years old, you have a very bright future. What's your thoughts, I guess, maybe on that possible move in the future? Obviously, nothing's, you know, done deal or anything, but, man, we'd love to have you here.
Yeah, well, like, for me, it was always a dream to come here in America and race Supercross, but, you know, like, you saw everything today. The Europeans are way faster, so, like, you know, not MX2, but if we're talking about MX1, you know, these guys are flying here, there in Europe. So, you know, if I want to improve and I want to get better in the sport, I should stay in Europe. I have the best reference with me. It's Antonio, and I'm training with him every day. So, you know, you saw today that Europeans are fast. So, for me, it's better to stay in Europe and learn.
What's it like training under, I guess, a living legend in Antonio?
You know, we push each other every day, so that's a cool thing, physical and on the bike, so yeah, cool.
At 17, did you ever think you would be, you know, having Tony teach you some of this stuff?
Well, I use him more like reference, you know, like on the track, try to be as fast as him, and then a couple of things you know, he does really good, so I try to learn from everything he does better than me, and it's cool to have him as a friend, teammate.
Well, I know you might not ever come over here for a full season, but there's always Monster Cup, which obviously is next weekend. It's not going to happen this year, but would you love to come over and at least try that? I know you've had a little bit of Supercross experience.
No, I need some whoops. I like whoops, so I'm not doing Monster Energy Cup.
All right, well, hey, thank you for the time. Congrats on a great year and a good end to it. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Congratulations.